Greek medics in state hospitals are demanding a solution to the financial insolvency afflicting the health sector, deciding to abolish their contracts with the National Organization for Health and Care Provision until the government can provide a remedy for the organization's 2.5 billion euro debt. They also protest a 40% reduction in wages in the last 2 years and the government's new decision to proceed with a 1.5 billion euro cut in health funding. The new austerity measures will see their wages raised or cut by a sharper 8%, namely another 200 euro less in monthly wages. Doctors' unions chiefs met with officials at the finance ministry, but a viable solution remains indiscernible. Health Minister Andreas Lykourengos later told Parliament how a dramatic effort is underway to find some of the money needed by year's end, telling doctors to show tolerance for two more months.
For the last 2 years, the state has not been paying up on its commitments. So, when OP was created, it was already bankrupt. Debts surmounted in the last 8 months. So, when the PSI deal went through this year, it essentially took 12 billion euros from the state insurance fund. Therefore, the so-called haircut affected hospitals, patients, and the Greek society in general.
Meanwhile, pharmacists nationwide are refusing to dispense prescriptions issued by the national health system, as they have been doing so far on credit. Greeks insured with the National Health Organization are thus forced to pay for medicinal drugs by cash only, an unprecedented predicament in the country's health system background.
By the end of the week, the grand total of the state debt towards pharmacists will go up to 1 billion euros. Some pharmacies are already closing. If this policy is not overturned and funds come into the sector, then we will be talking about a humanitarian crisis.
Instead of an attainable financial plan or even a placebo partial payment against the mounting debts, the government tells pharmacists it plans on cutting the health budget by buying generic drugs, urging doctors to use the electronic prescription system. 40% of doctors do not, due to insufficient apparatuses and problematic internet connections. Stockrooms like this used to be piled high with supplies. Plastic gloves, x-ray film, syringes, saline solution are only a few of the supplies lacking in the armamentarium of Greek hospitals, they being short-staffed by some 6,000 doctors and 25,000 nurses.
As per the new austerity portfolio, the Greek government plans to reduce health expenditure by 800 million euros, the operational costs of the national health system by 200 million euros, and pharmaceutical spending by 200 million euros. In the meantime, Greek patients are often encouraged by nursing staff to bring their own bandages and surgical spirit. For Press TV, this is Konstantin Venizelos in Athens.